Well, 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 good evening. Welcome. Brian Noonan, 720 WGN. It's Nightside. Is that what we're calling this this spot now? Nightside? Yes. Oh, it's Nightside. I am here till the early morning side, till 1 a.m., and then Nick D will be here. Very excited. White Sox won, and what an important night to win for the White Sox in front of all those dogs in the ballpark. You can't stress enough, ladies and gentlemen, how important it is to seem successful in front of your pets. I try never to do anything in front of my dogs that I might fail at, because then I would drop in their estimation, and we can't have that at all. We have a big show planned. This is very exciting. Michael Heidemann is the executive producer. So when you call in at 312-981-7200 to join in the festivities, you must be nice to him. Then you'll get to me. That's how it works. You can also keep in touch with us via social media. It's Brian Noonan Show on Facebook and Twitter. Just a few minutes, we'll be talking to Julie Stark from the Chicago Lighthouse to find out about a big event they have on Navy Pier coming up this Saturday. We will also talk about where does a school's responsibility begin? And where does it end as opposed to a parent's responsibility? We will talk to, so you know I can't be on the air without talking about some sort of beer-related event. There is a huge event with two breweries, Beguile and Dovetail. It is their Oktoberfest anniversary. We will talk to the guys from both breweries about that. And after midnight, you know what day it is. Unfortunately, it is the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. We will talk a little bit about that and how, you know, the fact that it is 18 years, I can't believe it. But we'll talk about all of that and a whole lot more, because that's what we do when we're here. Everything good, Michael? You excited? Michael's on the phone getting our guest all lined up, so I shouldn't have talked to him at this point. And then Vic Vaughn will be doing the news. I'm a little tired. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm very excited. I spent the morning, those of you who don't know, I substitute teach, and today I was with 3 to 5 year olds in an early childhood program. So I have been chasing 3 and 5 year olds. For most of the day. And then I come in here and I get to act like a 6-year-old. So it should be very exciting. I am looking forward to it. We will see what happens. Big news today, of course, the new iPhones came out. We'll be talking about that. These early adopters, I am not one of them. The only reason I changed my iPhone, I think I had an iPhone 4 or an iPhone 5, an early one, before they started getting really fancy. And then last Christmas, my wife and daughter thought they were going to be very generous. And they were very generous. I shouldn't say thought they were going to be. And it turned into a whole thing. So we'll talk about that new iPhone, too, because do you have yours already, Michael? You're a hip early adopter. I know that.
Yeah, I have an iPhone. I don't know if it works very well, but yeah.
Oh, you didn't go out and get the new ones today?
I did not. I didn't.
Or they didn't release them today. They just announced them today. Well, did you mark it on your calendar?
You know, it was circled a few times. He must have gotten the inside scoop.
No, I'll share it with everybody. I'm not,
Okay, I can't wait.
I'm not the kind of guy.
I'm excited now.
I'm not the kind of guy to keep information to myself. I'm kind of a chatterbox, Michael. I don't know if you know that.
So I kind of know that.
Yeah, I will share information. If something comes across my desk, if it's in my purview, I will disseminate said information. Speaking of disseminating information, let's disseminate some information about an organization that many of us have heard about for years. If you haven't, you are going to hear about them now. They have a wonderful event coming up Saturday on Navy Pier, and I'm talking, of course, about Lighthouse Chicago. Julie Stark is vice chair of the board of directors of the Chicago Lighthouse and one of the board liaisons for the center stage event, which is what I've been talking about. That is coming up Saturday on Navy Pier. Julie, thanks for staying up late. Good to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you. And I want one of those iPhones.
Well, sure. Who doesn't? They've got, like, I think 87 phones or 87 cameras on them. I don't know if you can make a call anymore, but
right.
They look
Sign
good.
Me up.
It's going to be very exciting. Do you early adopt things?
I do. I try to. They've got good accessibility features, too. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the 11 is all about.
Well, I'm excited. I just got a new type of phone. It's rotary. Have you heard of that one? It's very exciting. Cutting edge. Kids haven't seen it. Nobody's seen it.
Still plugged in the wall. Yeah, that's right. I know about the plug in the wall. I'm all about it.
Still at my mom's house. I go down in the basement. There's the old phone that I used to stretch the cord into the bathroom to make calls with. But anyway,
absolutely.
Julie, that's not why we're here. It could be, but I'm sure we want to talk about some other things first. For those, like I said at the beginning when I introduced you, people have been hearing about the Chicago Lighthouse for years and years, and some people know what it is. But some may be a little foggy on the details. Tell everybody what you guys do with the Chicago Lighthouse.
Well, thanks for asking. The Chicago Lighthouse has been around since 1906, actually. And it is probably one of the premier social service organizations in the country, as we serve vision rehabilitation. We do education, employment opportunities, and assistive technology for people who are blind, visually impaired, disabled, and veterans. So we do quite a bit of community work here in the great city of Chicago, and we're very proud of the work that we do and the people that we serve.
And as you said, it's been 1906, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's a long time. So people should know, and the people who need your services, obviously they know because you've been doing this. One of the things you do is try to raise awareness, too, and you try to you're focusing on inclusion, which has got to be hard if you're blind or visually impaired, or you must feel kind of cut off from certain parts of the world. So inclusion is very important.
Yes, access and inclusion, I think, is the premier message of our center stage event coming up on Saturday at Navy Pier. And I think that you're absolutely right, Brian. We do our best to help people to see how they can open doors. And the truth of the matter is employers can open doors. Citizens walking down the street can open doors. There are many, many ways that people can provide access and inclusion for all people with disabilities, people who are blind and visually impaired, and also people of many different abilities. There are many opportunities. And that's one of the things that we're really hoping to do at this event, is to raise awareness not only about the power and beauty of what people with disabilities can do, and in this case, what they can do with their art, their beautiful art, but also we'll have some sponsors there and community partners that are going to talk about the ways that we can provide access and inclusion for people with disabilities. So it's going to be quite the party going on at Navy Pier this Saturday.
And that's what we're talking about, the Center Stage Concert at Navy Pier this Saturday, September 14th, from 11 to 2. It's adjacent to the Ferris wheel, so it's easy to get to. You go to Navy Pier, ask where the Ferris wheel is, look around, there it is, and you guys will be there. Now, you're showcasing inclusion, you're showcasing art. What kinds of acts will be on the concert?
Well, we have quite a lineup. This is going to be a performance extravaganza, I would say. Ooh. We have storytelling, comedians, we have dance performance and music, and we have our showcase and primary performance artist is a young man by the name of Avit Ray, who is all of 7 years old, and already he's been on the Today Show and American Idol. He's a piano virtuoso, and he's coming in from Dayton, Ohio, to be with us, and he will be our premier star. But we have many other people of all abilities, actually, coming from, like, for example, the School of Rock from Oak Park will be there with us. We're going to have, I don't know if anybody was at the Chicago Bulls game one day when they showcased the winner of the Talent Search of 2018, Dallas the Drummer. He's a 10-year-old drummer who's going to be there with us, showing us his rhythms. That's going to be pretty amazing. We have jazz artists. We have an integrated dance performance by an organization that maybe people have heard of called Momenta.
Okay.
These are dancers of all abilities doing integrated dance together on the stage. So that's a very unique and unusual residential performance program out of Oak Park also. And we have our own in-house rap artist, Martel Hill, will be there with us from the Chicago Lighthouse, who also performs around the city. We have magicians. It's really going to be a family-friendly, like I said, a performance spectacular. So hopefully people will come out. And I just checked the weather. It's supposed to be sunny and beautiful and 77.
Oh, yeah. Supposed to be gorgeous this weekend. Gorgeous. You did say it's going to be a spectacular, an extravaganza. Now, I hadn't heard of Avit Ray before, but then when I knew you were coming on to join us, I did a little research. And this is, for those who haven't seen this kid, it's amazing. Here's a little taste of Avit Ray. Yeah. He is a rocket man. That's so that young man, he's 7 years old, and he's, yes, like you said, he's visually impaired. It's watching him play, I don't know, it's, he plays like anybody. He plays better than most people. He's as a 7 year old, but it's beautiful to see that he's not held back by any limitations.
Well, that's exactly right. And what's so amazing is, first and foremost, this event and all of the artists that will be there. I think it's a lineup of 13 different performances. The first and foremost is that people want to bring their art. And art and performance art, in this case, I don't know if people remember, last year the Chicago Lighthouse brought visual arts to the Magnificent Mile with our Chicago Lighthouses on the Mag Mile.
Yes, yeah, they were beautiful.
Remember that? Yeah, so this year we wanted to, again, provide the opportunity for artists to bring what they love most, which is their art first, and then also bring the message of access and inclusion, so that we can see that when we come together and when we look to see this beautiful art that everybody wants to be a part of, we're also bringing a message that access and inclusion for people of all abilities is what the community is all about. So it's the best of both worlds.
Now, Julie, you talked about earlier what people can do to help. And besides coming out to the Center Stage Concert on Saturday at Navy Pier, starting at 11, running through 2, a lot, and entertainment and performance extravaganza, if I may borrow your term, and I think I will.
Please do.
So how far have we come toward inclusion, and where are we still sorely lacking?
This is a good question. Well, one of the things that I'm very proud to say is that many of our sponsors who will be represented at the Center Stage event are businesses and organizations that are doing their part to bring people with disabilities into their ranks. As we know that people with disabilities, it's probably about a 78%, somewhere in the 70s unemployment rate. And so when people like Walgreens and Jewel Osco, these types of organizations that are, we're proud to say are sponsors for us this in this event, when they do their best to really be beacons of light for hiring people with disabilities, that's one way. And as I said before, not all of us is at the top of a big organization like Walgreens or Jewel Osco, right, but I think each of us has an opportunity to open a door in our own way. And I think when you ask what else can people do and where are we lacking, sometimes it's just being aware of what you can do to help a person with a disability when you are at your college, when you are in your home, in your neighborhood, on the street. So there's many, that's the type of thing that I think people can think about when they're at the event and beyond. Maybe those are the things that people really appreciate. It's just the awareness that when you're in the midst of someone with a disability, that you recognize their ability and recognize when they need help.
And sometimes people feel a little, they don't want to offend someone by offering help, but you know, if you offer it nicely, I'm sure whoever you're offering it to is going to take it in that same spirit.
I agree. And a good question is simply, how can I help if I can?
Yeah.
And maybe, and people, I think most people are very responsive. And of course, many people who get around and are very independent, I think are comfortable to say, thank you so much, but I'm okay. I'm good.
How does Chicago stack up against other cities as far as inclusion and accessibility?
Well, I think, as we know from Mark Abristo, who just passed away most recently this past weekend, she was a perfect example of the kind of work that Chicago does and has been doing to create ability and access to people with disabilities. I think Chicago does a great job. I think Mark is a perfect example of bringing lifts to buses. Pace, who is also one of our sponsors, does a great job of providing disability access on the bus system that many, many people use every single day. I think Chicago is doing a great job, and she was a great advocate that made a lot of that happen. So I think we do a great job as a city.
Well,
there's always work to be done, though.
There is always work to be done, and for a city of this size, it's good to hear that that things are while they're not finished, they're going in the right direction. And, you know, I'm sure the people who need these services appreciate that. And I think we all should appreciate that it's a priority for, you know, for us. Now, the other priority, Julie, should be getting people to Navy Pier on Saturday. Because the center stage concert starts at 11 o'clock. It runs till 2. If you're looking for the concert, look for the Ferris wheel. Just go to the Ferris wheel. Everything will be adjacent to that. Wonderful performers, all kinds of people demonstrating their arts. You said there's dancers, there's musicians, there's magicians, there's comedians. And then there is a 7-year-old Avett Ray who is coming in, and he is a piano sensation. You've seen him on TV. It's going to be a wonderful day. We thank all the people who are sponsoring this for the Chicago Lighthouse, all the companies that are helping out. If people want to help, where can they go to help?
If they want to go to help, absolutely they can go and learn more about the event and about the Chicago Lighthouse at chicagolighthouse.org. There you can see many opportunities to help, donate, get involved, and be a part of the community mission. And I thank you so much, Brian, for helping us to get the word out.
It's my pleasure, Julie. Have a great event on Saturday, and thanks for staying up. It's good to talk to you. We'll talk again soon.
Have a great evening.
Take care. You too. That's Julie Stark. She's the vice chair of the board of directors for the Chicago Lighthouse. She's also one of the board liaisons for the Center Stage event, which, again, is this Saturday at Navy Pier, 11 to 2. Go see some wonderful people performing their art and sharing their gift with you. All right. On the other side of the news, oh, boy, there's a school making some demands. But is it the school's place? I don't know. We'll figure it out because that's what we do. We just figure things out.